Hi there, boys and girls. It's time for the Children's Bible Club. Come right in and join us for good singing and a good Bible story. It's an amazing story, but it's perfectly true. You won't want to miss it. And while you're getting settled, call a friend to listen with you. Tell them the call letters and the frequency numbers of your station so they can find it quickly on the radio dial. Tell them Aunt Carolyn said to be sure to listen today. All right, with that done, let's have some good singing. How about it, choir kids? Clubbers, get a pencil and paper. You need it for today's quiz. This is the day you're going to have to think. Oh no, you say. No, sometimes we don't like to think. We just like to be lazy and have someone else give us the answer to a problem. But now, please put on your thinking cap and see if you can figure out today's puzzle. Do you have your paper and pencil? Do you have your thinking cap on? Because this question is a doozy. It has a triple whammy answer. An answer in three parts. Are you ready? Okay, write these letters on your paper. First, write the letters S, J, E, U, G, D. That's S, J, E, U, G, D. Second, write the letters H, R, T, U. H, R, T, U. And now third, write the letters L, S, E, A, U, M. L, S, E, A, U, M. What could that all mean? Now unscramble those letters and you'll find the names of two Bible characters and also the names of three books in the Bible. How about that? Find the answers and send them to Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. Or email me at AuntCarolyn@ChildrensBibleClub.com. Also, please write question number 222 on your paper. That'll help us here. And if your answer is correct, we'll send you a nice prize. Remember those puzzle letters, S, J, E, U, G, the, an H, R, T, U, an L, S, E, A, U, M. Oh, wow! What could those scrambles be? All right, thinkers, the puzzle's all yours. Let me know how you come out. Choir, help us out. Taking a shortcut through Edom was out of the question. The king of Edom would rather fight than let the Israelites pass through his country, so out and around they went. It was a long way around, and the people got discouraged. So what did they do? You guessed it. They started complaining and griping again. After all the times they'd been judged by God for complaining, it seems they never learned that it displeased God. They were like naughty, unruly children who are never thankful or satisfied with what they have. So, like a broken record, they repeated their old complaint against God and against Moses. But this time, they added a lie and a new gripe to it. "Why did you bring us out of Egypt to die in this wilderness? We don't have any bread." Not true. God sent them manna from heaven. "And there's no water." Not true. God sent water out of the rock. "We're sick of this light bread." What? Sick of heavenly manna? Yes, they loathed it. They were sick of it. And now God was sick of their griping. God had had enough. Suddenly, children were screaming, "Mama, Mama, snakes!" Women ran to pick up their babies to protect them, but the snakes lashed out and bit the mothers. Fathers tried to kill the snakes, but they were bitten too. Snakes were everywhere. Any direction a person could run, there were snakes. Fiery, poisonous, deadly snakes. Soon people were delirious with fever. Their arms and legs began to turn red and swell up. They began to writhe in pain. No one could help another because of his own terror and agony. In every tent there was moaning and screaming and weeping and death. What could they do? There was no anti-venom medicine. There was no emergency center. There was no escape. The living began to scream and cry, "We've sinned! We've sinned! We complained against God and against you, Moses. Please pray for us that God will take these snakes away." Compassionate, humble, patient Moses once again prayed for his people. Once again, in mercy, God gave the answer to save their lives. He told Moses to make an image of a poisonous snake out of brass and put it high up on a pole. Every person who had been bitten by a snake only had to look up at that brazen serpent and he would be cured. Oh, Moses wasted no time. He formed that brazen serpent and lifted it up high up on the pole in the center of the camp. He cried out to the people, "Look and live! Look at the brazen serpent and live! God said if you'll look at the serpent on the pole, you will be healed. You will live." It was true. All the people had to do was to believe God's command and look at the brazen serpent. All who looked upon it did not die from their snake bites, but were instantly healed and lived. There was life in a look at the brazen serpent.
Perhaps a young person said, "Ah, that's crazy. How can looking at a brass snake on a pole help? I'm not going to look at it and have all the kids laugh at me." Well, that boy soon died. Perhaps someone said, "Moses is an old fogey prophet. He doesn't know anything about modern medicine and cures. Looking at a brazen serpent on a pole is just superstition. It's just pie in the sky." So he wouldn't look at the brazen serpent. He died. Perhaps someone said, "Well, I may look later, but I have plenty of time. There's some things I want to do before I die." That person soon died and never got to do the things he thought were so important. No excuse was any good. If anyone refused to look at the serpent on the pole, he died, whether a man, woman, child, or teenager. But every person, young or old, who lifted up their eyes and looked at the brazen serpent, lived. No more fever, no more swelling, no more agony. They lived. God gave one simple remedy, and it worked. Today, God has given us one simple remedy, and it works. John 3:14-15 says, "And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life." As the Israelites were bitten by the fiery serpents, we've been bitten by the deadly serpent sin, and the wages of sin is death. If we die in our sin, we'll go to eternal death in hell. Oh, that would be awful, worse than any snake bite on earth. But God, in mercy, gives us one remedy, one answer. As Moses put the brass snake up on a pole, so the Lord Jesus Christ was lifted up on the cross of Calvary. He died and paid the penalty there for our sin. Now, when we look to him by faith, he will forgive our sin and save us. He will give us eternal life and save us from eternal death in hell. Jesus says, "Look and live. Look unto me, and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God, and there is none else." Yes, look to Jesus now and live. Won't you repent of your sin now and trust the Lord Jesus Christ? Receive him as your Savior today. And now God bless you until next time.
You have been listening to the Children's Bible Club, a ministry of Grace Bible Church and Santa Rosa Christian School in Milton, Florida. If the stories and songs have been a blessing to you, why not write and let Aunt Carolyn know? When you write, be sure to mention the call letters of this good radio station. Send your letter to Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. When you write, ask for a free brochure of all the Aunt Carolyn stories, as well as other good Christian books and materials for children and adults. That address again is Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. You may also visit our website, childrensbibleclub.com. Keep listening and tell a friend about the broadcast so they can listen too. Now, I'm Adam Watt, saying God bless you until next week at the same time.